Welcome to the Enlighten Up Podcast, where I am going to take you into a deep exploration of what it means to exist in this current reality. We are going to raise your vibes, open your mind, expand your heart, and dive deep into the wondrous mysteries and possibilities of this lifetime. There's been a spiritual catalyst that has set in motion the awakening process of many across the globe to return to the knowingness of self and unite what has been separated. Together, we're going to bring light into that darkness. We're going to remember the joy of living. But most of all, we're going to turn up the volume of our own eternal power and do the thing we're here to do. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Enlighten Up Podcast. We are officially here in spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and Christina McGrath, one of my very dear friends, is going into fall in the Southern Hemisphere in New Zealand. Girl, how are you doing?
Good. It's getting colder.
Well, I'm like looking at your tan and I'm like, I'm so ready for the sunshine. I cannot wait.
Not long now.
So, okay, let's just preface this off. We got to talk about the equinox and eclipse energies, because we're recording this the day after the equinox. And this spring equinox energies have been no joke. They've been pretty intense. And I mean, you have been feeling some stuff. I've been feeling some stuff. People I know have been feeling some stuff. And when I say some stuff, I mean a lot of stuff. Because we've got a lot to talk about in this episode. Guys, the stuff I'm going to share with you today is wild. And it's about, let's just say, what can come from a journey when you're well prepared. But let's first talk about the equinox energies, because I do have some information to share about that later on. But how has it been for you? Because it's been intense.
Yeah, I just think that everything that needs to be cleared is clearing. And everything that needs to be amplified is amplifying as well. So if you weren't sure about anything, you'll be like, oh, that was fine. And then it'll get stronger and be like, okay, well, that's stronger. Okay, now that's stronger. Okay, now that's, yeah. Now
yeah, that's a great way of putting it, because this eclipse is really interesting. There's so much astrological alignments as well, on top of just the eclipse energies that come through each season, like spring and fall, right? And so this particular equinox, I've noticed that things really started to heat up, I guess, for me on Sunday, like the 17th, 18th. And it's just been like the mind has been so active. I can't shut things down. I can't go to sleep. I'm getting the insomnia again coming in, which I've had 2 months of great sleep finally. And then I'm like, oh no, we're not starting this again. But I mean, I'm looking at Mercury conjunct Chiron. Mercury was just conjunct the North Node. So it's activating everything where we need to be pushing ourselves to go more into where we're not comfortable, where we need to grow on a soul level. And then we've got Saturn today, like conjuncting Venus. We've got the equinox energies. Like, it's just so much stuff going on. And then of course, in just a day or two, a couple of days, we've got the Libra soul, like new moon, full moon eclipse, which is, you know, about a purge of like letting go of all the stuff that we're really done with, like no more. Like, and has that energy been coming up for you? Like, I am so done with this.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious too. Cause you know, on the 17th, I had my big bike ride.
Oh yeah.
So like, that was kind of the culmination of all the energy and all the training and all the kind of stuff we've been doing. And then now it's kind of like, cleansing and releasing and getting rid of everything else, and then deciding what the next goals are. So it's really leading into this next season, this next energy. But I do feel like the same with you with sleep, with energy, just it's amplifying to be released or transformed.
Yeah, all of the above. All of the above. I've been working so much since November, like the beginning of November. It's just been the last four, I guess it's been five, almost 5 months now. Let's just call it 4.5 months have been the most insane work months of my entire career. Like I've never worked this intensely, ever. And as a result, I haven't been able to do a mushroom journey in like 5 months. The last time I did a mushroom journey was on the Libra new moon solar eclipse in October, October 13th, 14th. Yeah. It was a Friday. And I remember I did it around there. And then of course, I mean, I had my ayahuasca journey, in early December, but I haven't been able to do a mushroom journey. And, finally I was like, you know what? I've been able to slow things down a little bit. And I'm like, I'm ready to go in. And it was an interesting choice to do it on the equinox. Cause I never plan it this way. It just always seems to happen, which is like, even when we look at the retreat, you know, like, even people who are coming to the retreat are like, oh my God, the alignments, they're just so perfect for like everything I'm working through. And, you know, like this stuff just happens, but I got some information in my mushroom journey about this equinox, but I don't know if I should reveal it just yet because this was one of the most powerful journeys I've ever been on. And it was different. It was different than any of my mushroom journeys in a sense that it had such a dreamy feel to it. Like it didn't hit me as fast and hard as all my other journeys did. This one had a dreamier, and I was using a different strain than I've ever used before. And this particular journey took me into the highest frequencies I've ever encountered, even on ayahuasca.
So good.
And it's crazy because what I'm going to share with you guys, it's just mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. And it's like, you and I didn't even, you know, when I was like, yeah, let's do a podcast together. I didn't think it was going to be about this journey, you know, but happens this way. And I just, okay. How do we, you know what, before we get into what came up, let's talk about the journey just in general, because the journey has been so transformational for me in just who I am. Like, I feel like I've gone through a total metamorphosis of like my work, how I show up in the world, like everything, like my intuitive gifts. Like I just feel like I'm constantly being reworked, and I feel like I'm going through these deaths and rebirths like all over again, like constantly. So let's just talk about the journey. Like, what are your thoughts on even like taking a journey?
So that's interesting because I was talking to somebody today about this. And this is why like our literal journey together through all of this is specifically even with the retreat last year. It's like the reason your journeys are so insightful. And also when we take people through the journeys, they're so insightful is because of all the work we've done to set up and the work we've done personally to go through. And be more in touch with our intuition and working on different things. And I feel like every journey that you clear some space with, your next journey becomes that much more deep and insightful. And I feel like when I was talking to this woman today, coming back to that, it's like coming back to the retreat is if you've never experienced a journey before, we take you on, we help you enter into a space where you can be calm and at peace and release anything that you need to release in order to have a very insightful, meaningful, powerful journey that's perfect for you. And I feel like that's one of the things that with every journey specifically that you do, I cannot wait to obviously hear about them, because every journey, it's like you clear the space for more depth and more insight and more things to come in that we can use in our life and everything like that.
It really is rewiring you in not just neural pathways, but restructuring your entire field.
Yeah.
I literally saw that last night. It's like, you know, the journey in itself, again, for some people, the medicine journey is not for them. And that's okay. Like it's for some, it's not for others. But if this is something that you're interested in, you know, I think it's important to have some base of healing underneath you. You know, like 100%. You've got to have some sort of, this is the thing, the more of a foundation of healing you have underneath you, the easier and the more productive and efficient your journeys are, is what I find. But you said something really key there. You said that it feels safe to kind of like go in, you know, like there's less resistance or judgment is what you said. There's less judgment. And that's important, because I've seen that the judgment is what can really get in the way. And so it can prevent you from going deeper. It can prevent you from fully immersing into the experience. And this is something that we really took a lot of care to structure in the actual retreat, and we'll be doing again so in April, is to make sure that you feel so safe that surrendering is flawless. Like it's so easy to let go, because you need to surrender. When you're working with any kind of plant medicine, it's so important to allow it to do the work for you, in a sense of let it be your guide. Don't try to control it. And you, if you're not surrendering, you're trying to control something and you just end up getting in your own way. This is about showing, this is about removing you out of the way so you can be a witness and see what's actually going on.
Yes.
So, okay.
Okay. I was just going to say that whole congruency, it's like, it doesn't even stop with the journey, because as you surrender and you understand that you're in flow, as you do on the journey, it's like that surrender state is a perfect balance of giving and receiving. Because a lot of times we're trying to control and we're trying to give instead of allowing things to come in and receiving. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's powerful as well. And you're key for that with your journeys as you get deeper and deeper every time, which is really cool.
Well, the energies that are coming into the planet right now, especially through this portal, like right, this equinox portal that is now going to be enhanced by an eclipse, the eclipse season of like first the Libra full moon and then the Aries new moon solar eclipse, which is going to be very powerful because that's on the North Node. But like, it's interesting what came through in my journey, because I always create an intention, right? The intention is so key. It is your North Star to your entire journey. If you don't go in with an intention, you're going in haphazardly. Like you don't have an energy that's already guiding you. So having the intention is so key. My intention, which I don't know if I want to say what my intention was because it's very personal, but it had something to do with what came through, but then it took it to a whole nother level and went beyond it. And so what I experienced, I wasn't anticipating anything like this, like totally, again, every journey builds on itself. Every journey, I'm like, it just opens up more and more and more. And I can't even begin to explain how much my mind is expanding through this process, because we all have our own limitations, right? No matter how much we might be in tune to this energy or meditating or whatever, we've all got our own limitations. And I think, you know, after going through the whole COVID experience, that really wore down on all of us in our mental health capacity. Like, I know my mental health took a hit, and I'm starting to see how, like, it's starting to surface how deeply that affected all of us, because it really activated anxiety for me. It activated fears that I didn't even know were there. And I mean, I never had anxiety before then. And then now it's like, it creeps in all the time. And I'm like, God, where, you know, what is going on? But at the same time, it was a huge awakening period for a lot of people. It was absolutely necessary. It certainly didn't come in the package that any of us wanted it to come in, but it was a very awakening period. Well, that is what is coming in with this equinox energy. Like, and I'm not just talking like baby awakening energy. I'm talking like, we're talking master level awakening energies are coming through. And so what does that happen? It creates a lot of discomfort. Which is, if for any of you out there, if you have been lately feeling an increase in fear, an increase in anxiety, an increase in like all of these emotions that make you feel, I don't know, paralyzed or hesitant to move forward or anything like that, it's because of what type of energies are flowing through this equinox portal. So before I get into the energies, let me just tell you, because there's all these synchronicities that are happening. So today I started the Forbidden Journey Blueprint program with the next group of people. And the craziest thing happened. I'm literally like, we're 5 or 10 minutes into the call. And all of a sudden on one of my like ring light thingies here, I see a massive spider crawl up and sit on like one of the knobs. And this spider was really fat. It was a fat and juicy spider, let me just tell you. And I was like, oh, those are not the kind that I'm feeling very comfortable around. And I'm looking at him going, oh my God, I'm trying to like talk to everyone on the call. And finally, I couldn't like not acknowledge it to them. You know, I'm like, okay, I just want you guys to know that if I start freaking out in any capacity, it's because there's a massive spider that's like right in front of me, and I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know where it's going to go. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to let it hang out. Maybe it's just here for the call. And then one of the students on the call said, well, isn't that interesting that your father showed up as a massive spider in your first mushroom journey to help you realize about the generational trauma? And now there's a spider sitting here as you take us through how to, and I'm like, what? I mean, I don't get spiders of this size, like in my house at this time of year. They usually come like in the July, August time period, right? Like this is March. I don't know where this thing came from. And I just like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden it jumped onto my camera, onto my webcam. And I'm just like, No. We're not doing this. You need to go outside. So I had to like stop, go grab a glass, to put it in a glass jar, and like take it outside and release it to the wild. But I was like, what? I mean, it literally crawled up, so it was like in my face. I couldn't ignore it. It was like speaking to me.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And that was. Do you think that was a symbol of the ancestral?
Okay, so I was talking to Erica about it after, and she goes, maybe you were meant to kill it the way you were supposed to kill generational trauma, like clear it. And I'm like, no, I'm not gonna kill something. I was like, I just had to clear it out of my space, you know, like this is my place. Like you don't get to be in my body anymore. Like the home is like the body kind of thing. I'm like, yeah. Go back outside, find another place to go do your business.
So that just happened yesterday. I had a spider experience today.
No, that happened like literally like a few hours ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's funny that I had a spider experience today too.
Did you?
Yeah. Like literally I took my car in and they're like, hey, we caught a whitetail, which is like a bad spider. And they're like, it was in your air filter and it gave us a fright. And I was like, well, I would never would have seen it. So it's pretty funny. My spider was hidden.
Oh, interesting.
And somebody else even dealt with it. But yeah.
Oh my
Same
God.
Thing. Interesting. Spider.
Speaking of which, I'm excited to take you on your journey when you get here.
I know.
I can't wait to take you on your first journey. Oh my God. Well, at least mushrooms, yes. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. So, okay.
I look for it.
So these energies are when we talk about, like, for instance, the Libra eclipse, this is, again, it's on the south node. So this is about clearing. Like, it's about, like, no more, like, I can't do this anymore. I'm done with this. It is time to do something different. It is time to, like, clear that and become more, like, to open up to that north node. And this is what my entire journey was about. And so a lot of it, I was clearing stuff to prepare myself to bring in family, my own family, and to ready myself for that. But I don't want to really take everyone through that part because it's not really, I don't think it's going to be helpful to anyone on the call so much. But the one thing that really started to shift was around 2 hours into my journey. And again, like, usually around the 1 hour mark, like, the visions are nice and strong, but I was like, kind of, and I was like a little skeptical. I was like, I don't know if I like these, like, you know, and that's just me. It's just like, just take me in there, like, put me into the deep end already, you know? And this was a much more like gradual, soft, dreamy entrance, but whoa, did it pack a punch. Like, so I started to really, again, tune into very Egyptian energies. And again, when we talk about the equinox, you know, Egyptian, Mayan, like, these energies are very prominent around this time. But this energy came through. But what came through? You know how I've been lately getting like a spirit animal that comes up. Like, first it was the whale and it was the black jaguar. Well, I've had a water mammal, I've had a land mammal, and now I got a bird. And it was a falcon came in, it was perched. I could see it perched on something, sitting over, like, looking at me on my bed. And it was almost like on a pillar of some sort, like an ancient pillar. And I instantly knew it was a falcon, and I really don't know my birds very well. So it's so, I don't know how to explain it for anyone who's never been on a journey or done any kind of psychedelic experience. Like, you just know things, like, it's just there. Like, you don't even question it. It's like when I saw the humpback whale, again, I don't know my whales very well, but instantly I was like, oh, that's a humpback whale, you know? And it's just, it's wild that way. But this falcon came in, and it told, like, I got the message, like, make sure that you understand what the falcon represents later, because I just didn't know. Like, I didn't understand why the falcon was there, but I just knew it had strong ties to Egypt and to the Egyptian energy, and that it was there for a reason, and it was helping me open up a gateway. It said, I have my notes here. Yes, it was, the falcon was perched, and it was assisting to open up a gateway for me. So I went and looked up the falcon, right? Like, later today. And it represents wisdom, rulership, regality, victory, and nobility. And it is tied into the Egyptian gods, Ra, okay, sun god, and Horus, the king Horus, which became the Eye of Horus. So it also, the falcon was very revered in these cultures as something of nobility. So it was, it meant victory, especially in war. And so you see, it's a symbol that is seen all throughout wartime. And, but more so than that, it's really about stepping into, like, a rulership or a different status or something like that. And it means you've entered a new stage in your life and you're about to rise higher than ever before. And so I was like, oh, that's interesting. And so especially, like, when we think about the south node, the north node, it's like really kind of taking us to new ways. Now, what's interesting is for me, the North Node is currently in my 10th house of astrology, which is my career, my status, my public image, my ambitions, my goals, all of that stuff. And so that's really getting activated for me through this eclipse season. And so, and not to mention my midheaven, Saturn and Venus are just about to cross it. So like, even when you think of Saturn rules the 10th house, it's like traditionally, it's just interesting timing for me. So anyway, I go into this journey and I see that there's this falcon perch and I'm like, okay, the visions are coming in, but again, they're still kind of dreamy. And then all of a sudden this energy moves from the center of my being and outward like a plant, and it moves and like just almost pins me down. Like I'm seeing it like pin me down to the ground almost. And I'm like, but it wasn't like an evil thing or a nefarious kind of energy. And I now understand it after I like unpacked this journey later, because there's so much coming through, was that it was helping me root myself. It was helping me get roots, which is a very important part of my journey right now. Like that is extremely important to me. And it's like, you've been doing a lot of wandering and you've been, you know, like not staying, committing to this or that, like in a sense of certain things in my life, certain things I'm very committed to, but other things I'm like, oh, I don't know yet. I don't know. And it's like, no, like now is the time. And it was kind of like just pinning me down, but it was so wild to feel it like come out of me and then like pin me down. So that was really interesting. And it said it was giving me roots. So then I want to say that this particular strain created a very breezy, dreamy, very colorful visions. It was like I was in kind of a heavenly, kind of cloudy, dreamy kind of vision. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. It was very soft, but, it did tell me, I will say this, that I have to, which I think is interesting after I've just taken everyone through the Forbidden Journey blueprint to help them heal their generational trauma. They said, it started creating, there was something, there was an energy that was working through my field. And so we're creating, we're building a family blueprint for you. The family blueprint is being built for you. Yeah. And I was like, well, that's wild. And it actually showed me the blueprint being formed. But they said, you can't do anything about it. And you're not going to like everything that's in here. Not from a negative perspective, but just knowing that it's not going to be all rainbows and, you know, unicorns. Like there's going to be some challenges here for you. But that's because something about like family being family, you know, and you got to learn to commit and to accept and, you know that you're the rock and to just always stay strong in family or something along those lines. But then I realized my hearing on this journey was as strong as my first one. And my hearing has not amplified to that level since that first journey. But I could hear the things I heard in the music, which is the music that I listen to in my meditations every day. So I'm very familiar with this music. I heard things in the music I've never heard before. Like the level of acuity that had opened up, not just in the physical realm, but all of the different voices that started speaking to me, all the different beings that started speaking to me, was just out of this world, so crystal clear. And so they said there's a rewiring, that everything that's been in your background is now bringing into your foreground, you know, like things that you've been putting off or not putting enough attention to. Now it's their time to be in the spotlight or bring it all forward. This is when, you know, I told you the falcon said it was helping me open up a gateway. Well, this is when an entirely new dimension, I accessed a dimension I've never really accessed before. And this is all in my bedroom. And a very strong Egyptian energy started pouring into my room. And I saw this diamond-like veil start to pull back, and I wish I had words to describe what I saw. Even when I was recording it, I couldn't find the right words to explain what I was experiencing and actually seeing with my physical eye. So everything that I'm going to share with all of you guys right now is stuff I saw with my physical eyes. This took my physical eye vision of being able to see everything around me to a whole new level. And that's something that has opened up on the last mushroom journey and the last ayahuasca journey. I started to see more things like that, but this was like far superior than anything I've ever experienced. So all of these Egyptian and some Mayan energies started pouring into my room, and my hands all of a sudden, because you get really cold on a journey, like really cold. And so I have all these blankets on me and I'm like huddled in and I got my headphones on, and all of a sudden my hands like fly out of the covers, you know, and they start doing all of these like movements and mudras and like at warp speed. I have never seen my hands move so fast. And I'm like, what is going on? And so I'm watching, I've like taken my eye mask off. I'm watching everything in my room now. And as I'm like watching my hands, like I can see that I'm supposed to focus on my hands. There's a reason that I need to understand what's going on with my hands. And so as like I'm watching my hands, it was like out of Avatar. All of these neon colored symbols started appearing on my hand. Neon pink, neon blue, neon orange, neon green, all these different tribal markings all over my hands. I was turning my hands around. I was going down my arms and I'm like, what is this? And then I started to see all in the field around me as well. And as I'm like turning my hands, all of this like crazy linear energy is coming out of my hands. And it's like shooting out to where the veil of diamonds has been pulled back, and all this like high Egyptian like energy is coming through. And then the next thing I know is like, it's very distinct. It's almost like I instantly know it's got a pharaoh energy signature to it. And yeah. I couldn't tell you which pharaoh or what. All I just know is it had a very strong pharaoh energy. So let's go back to the falcon, okay? Because again, I didn't know what the falcon was there for, but the falcon is something that was like nobility, regality. Like no one could just have a particular falcon, and you had to like, it was almost like there were laws in place where, you know, you couldn't just get any falcon. And so anyway, my hands start doing all of these mudra movements. Okay. And there was one where like my hands were moving like this in an innate motion. And it was showing me like one, it was preparing me for a union energy. So all of this union energy started coming through. And the energy was so strong. It had like a diamond energy to it. I was getting exhausted, like physically exhausted. And I'm like, wow. What is this? And so then I heard, because again, the voices were so strong. They said, drink some water. Your body needs water right now. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I drank more water. And then I come back and my hands start like going like crazy. And I'm like, well, hold on. I need a break, right? And so I put the covers over myself and I'm like, just give me 1 second, like just 1 second. And then all of a sudden I heard, no, we need your hands still. And so like they fly out of the covers and they're doing all of this stuff. Oh my God. I'm like, what is going on? Like, why is this happening? Like, I don't understand. Like, it was so important for my hands to be doing all of these movements in the air, and they were moving. It was similar to some of the light language movements that I've done that I've showed on other videos. But this was at a whole nother level. And I could see like I was clearing energy. Okay. So, this is when they told, because it was so galactic. Like it started off with an Egyptian energy, but then it went so galactic. Like I've never experienced this level of galactic energy before. And the next thing I hear is that you're in the 13th dimension. And I'm like, the 13th dimension, what? And I'm going to be really honest with you guys. I don't know much about the dimensions. I've never really concentrated on what dimensions do what, or like, do I want to access this dimension? Like, I've never been concerned about any of that. And so I didn't know. They said the 13th and 9th dimension, I was interacting with both. And they kept saying 13-9, 13-9, 13-9 over and over and over again. I'm like, what? Okay. And so then they said, oh, because my heart was so open and I could hear everything, they said, don't forget where you come from and don't be afraid to use it.
Wow.
And so and this is while my hands are all just doing like this crazy stuff, and I'm seeing all these symbols and like neon lights in my room and all this. And so I asked, like, what are my hands doing? And so I got the message that they're clearing energy. They're also drawing in energy, calling in energy, inviting it in after I've made space for it. So they said your field is being reshuffled, restructured, and the way your body moving is important because you're orchestrating, you're directing the energy, and you're moving pieces within your energy field around to where they need to be. And I'm like, and I'm like, okay. And I felt like a dummy. Okay. Like, I felt like a total dummy in this journey because I'm like, I don't understand what is going on. I got to trust that, you know, whatever is happening, because then this is what was really cool. And I'm going to preface this. I got to tell you guys, I'm actually kind of hesitant to even share this information because I don't know how to say it without sounding like, I don't want to sound like pompous or even like when it came through, I'm like, can I even share this with, like, is this going to sound weird? And I get uncomfortable with saying some of these things because I don't know how people are going to perceive it. And I don't mean it in any kind of way, but this is what I was told. So they said, I've unlocked a power in my hands, and it's an inheritance. It's a reward. And I'm like, a reward for what? And they said, for taking the people that you've taken through the Forbidden Journey Blueprint Program. They said the healing that was initiated has upgraded everyone in that program and was, I don't know. It was really deep work. They did deep, deep, deep work. And anyone who's in the live chat right now, like, you can vouch for it. Like, people went so deep. It was difficult for some people, like, well, a lot of people. And they said, the level of communication that is coming through my hands is nothing I've been able to utilize before. And they said it's opening up through an Egyptian energy. It's opening up the Sirius gateway. And through the Sirius gateway, I'm accessing the 13th dimension. I don't know. Like, I don't know, because, like, honestly, I've never thought of anything like this before. So where is this coming from? Like, it's not like it's sitting somewhere in the back of my mind. Like, I've read it somewhere. Someone's talked to me about it. Like, I've never talked about any of this with anyone. So they said, my hands are moving with an intelligence that knows how to unlock a gateway to access the 13th dimension. And I'm just like, okay, what? And I'm like, okay, but why? You know, like, I'm like, what's the purpose? Like, like 13th dimension. Okay. So just to, like, pause here for anyone who may not know, I know there's people in the audience who likely know, because you're not a dummy like me when it comes to some of this stuff. Like, do you know what the 13th dimension is about?
So no, I haven't.
Okay. So apparently, like, scientists have been able to discover, I think, through string theory. And again, I don't know how much of all of this is upheld. I'm just sharing what I've, like, researched on this. But the 13th dimension is basically source energy. It is the universe that holds, it's the multiverse. So basically it holds the structure for all other 12 dimensions that we are operating in right now. And obviously each universe continues on infinitely. So the dimensions just go on infinitely. And so it's basically accessing the source energy. And as I'm like opening this star portal or gateway or whatever it is, the symbolism and the energy that's coming through now, the sacred geometry, the intricate patterns that were showing up in my room and all around me were so finely detailed. Like it was like artistry or something. Like it was so beautiful. And they said, you're accessing the 13th and 9th dimension. They said something about the 13th dimension represents death and transformation, which was tying in some of the Egypt energy because Egypt is very much about death and transformation. And I was like, death and transfer for the 13th dimension? And then it went on and it gave me a message towards the end of my journey that was, remember that death is the fertilizer for your future. And so what it was saying is that if it's a source of creation, in order for you to level up, something has to almost die. And then through the death, it becomes the fertilizer, like the enhancement to make the next thing bloom, like whatever like level you're going to. And so I was like, oh, okay. And so it was helping me understand that the importance of the death cycle in a sense of it's not just about letting go. It's about utilizing the fertility that comes from it to enhance the next place that you're going or the next level you're accessing. And so again, when we think about like cycles, the death and rebirth cycle are just, it's like one in the same, right? So you can't have one without the other. So if you're experiencing a death, you're also experiencing rebirth. And if you're experiencing a rebirth, you're eventually going to be experiencing a death. Like it's ongoing. So this is where, at this point I could start, I saw stars in my room. There were literally stars in my room. And just, like, how is this making you feel right now? Cause it
I
was,
love this. I love all of this. Love all of this.
So.
And so accurate with the energies that we've been describing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So accurate.
And they said to me, good day of choice to do your journey. You chose a good day, like with the equinox. And I was like, oh, like, because I didn't think about it again. And no, so this is why I was able to access so much Egyptian Sirius type and and Mayan energy came through later, stronger. Because those two energies seem to be important for this lifetime for me. I don't know why, but they're super important.
Yeah.
So it was super galactic. And they said, your hands are unlocking a code that helps you get unstuck from something. But it's super galactic. And then they kept saying to me over and over, you earned it. You earned it. You earned it. So I wanted to stop here and say to everyone who's on their healing journey, there are literal rewards, gifts, in galactic inheritance that is awaiting you on your journey if you're willing and able to move through the difficult challenges, to move through the fears, to move through the darkness and the shadows and the deep, deep discomfort that you feel and like the anxieties and all the things that get triggered through it. Because, you know, when you start to get to these really deep levels of trauma and pain, like it can be extremely difficult to move through, and hence why so many people avoid the healing journey, right? Like it's no wonder that people start to, you know, here's the thing, you know, so many of us want other people to awaken, but like, remember that whatever level you're at and you're avoiding, it's a similar level for them in relativity of what they're going through. And so it's like, it's hard, you know, it's really hard. But I will say, because they really wanted me to stress this information, and I think this is why I was told to share it, was the energies that are coming through this equinox right now are master energies. And they're coming in through like these master dimensions that are of the higher levels. And that's why everyone's feeling uncomfortable. They said, your body doesn't know how to handle these energies right now, which is why you're having this anxiety, which is why you're feeling so uncomfortable. It's not that it's just triggering and bringing up stuff within you that needs to be released through the eclipse that we're going to about to go through, but it's because like you're also getting upgraded through these eclipses, and there's massive upgrades that are coming through for those people who are ready to move through it. And not everyone is going to awaken with these energies. They say there's going to be a deep resistance to this because they're so powerful. And so, let me just look and see where that message is, because I want to make sure that everyone gets the right message here. If you're feeling uncomfortable, anxiety, your body doesn't know how to handle these energies, and it's awakening people to aspects of master level energies. Okay. So going back to my hand movements, they kept telling me, drink more water. Your earth body said, don't forget about your earth body. It needs water. And then, this is where it was really cool. Cause I was like, but why, like, is this so like, I get it. Okay. We're working through my field, but it felt more than that. And they finally said, you're going to open a stargate to the 13th dimension for everyone who's at the retreat. You're going to do a hand ceremony. And the levels of energy that are going to come through are going to give everyone there a massive upgrade of their healing. And I'm just like, what? And so they said, we're redefining healing hands in a whole new way. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I've used my hands, like you and I both massage therapists, right? Starting like healing hands, like working there, and then maybe Reiki, you know, and all the stuff. And of course, like I can feel like the energy in my hands and I know that it's there and everything, but they said, this is a whole new level. And they said, what you're going to do is there's an intelligence in your hands now that knows exactly what to do. You don't have to think about anything. They said, you just have to surrender and let your hands start moving. And they will know exactly what movements to do to unlock this gateway. And I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, what's going on?
I love it.
And so, I got a vision of this really dreamy diamond-like energy kind of pouring into the retreat space and like just amplifying the healing that will be available to everyone who's going to be there. And so, I mean, you and I remember what happened at the last retreat, right? When I went through a similar thing, remember I tapped into the medicine frequency and my hand started doing all this motion. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm just going to go with it because like, you know, I was like, you know, I don't know why, but I felt the energy that everyone else was on.
Yeah.
And that allowed, you know, Stacy to connect to some otherworldly being that she had a major breakthrough in her journey, which that being still speaks to her, even like she just said like yesterday or today or something. They said, it's going to make the space more powerful to help others through a massive upgrade in their healing journey. And so they said, I said, I'm really like at this point, I'm tiring out. Like I can feel I'm losing gas because the level of frequency and the speed at which my arms were numb. My hands felt numb. Like it was just like, I never have moved my arms in that way. And I remember thinking, thank God tomorrow's leg day at the gym and not our body. Because it was just like, it was beyond, it was absolutely beyond. And so they said, instead of touching bodies, you're going to be touching the field. You're going to be directing energy towards the dimensions to communicate with the dimensions to open up, and you're going to be opening a field of potential for others to receive their healing. And they said, for everyone out there, this is important. They said, the way we move our bodies is important and we don't understand. Again, this is about speaking to the technology of our physical bodies. And I know like I've spoken at length on several different like videos and podcasts about this. Like, I don't think we understand the technology of our body. And we think like, oh, like we just want to be like consciously out there. But they said your bodies, when they move, have a way when you can channel the energy and you allow it, the energy to move through your body, it has a way of communicating to these higher dimensions and galactic energies. I don't even know what to call them. It was just so out of this world, that allows you to basically, it's like you're orchestrating, you're directing, you're pulling in, you're like you're saying like, okay, it's here. Like you're kind of giving like, here's, it's almost like, you know, when you're on a airstrip and you got the guys with the orange things, right? They're like, okay, this is where you land. kind of thing. So, okay. So I got two other messages, which are a little, one's a little related and one's very unrelated. So I just kind of want to pause there for a second before I share those messages. Like, what are you picking up from all of this?
I think that's extremely accurate. And I've been having the same ideas about the body and movement. And obviously I do a lot of different sports and I feel like I have to move like a lot. And maybe that's, it makes a lot of sense from what you're saying, that just being aware of the energies and different energies and being able to communicate. And I feel like the body is so intelligent and our ability to use it in all dimensions is going to be amplified soon.
Yeah. Like even when you think about like in movies, how they show us like, you know, more fantasy like movies and they're using their hands to like use energy, like fields and like all that kind of stuff. And the way they like will hold it down or like expand it and all that kind of stuff. Like there's something about our hands that is way more powerful than I think we realize. Like I've always known that there's energy that comes out of our hands and we can feel and we've got healing hands and all that kind of stuff. But the level of communication that was occurring in my room was it was certainly out of this world. It was a dimension. And to see the different dimension of what is layered around us and in is seen is wild. It's just wild. So, okay. So the next message I got was about Cleopatra.
Of course.
And this is very like unrelated. And I really don't know. I don't even know if this is helpful or anyway. It's just a piece of information I received. So I'm going to share it with you guys. Okay. I saw an image of Cleopatra. And then all of a sudden I saw her and others opening up a stargate and receiving an energy stream that they called a youth serum. And they said the ancient Egyptians knew how to access to keep their bodies young and to keep their bodies supple and vibrant and vital. Vital was a word they used to prolong their time on Earth. And they said also there was something about the suppleness of their skin that would allow for enhanced hydration. And that the hydration was important to one, it's not just as important to hydrate our bodies with water, but also to hydrate our skin for the simple reason that it allows for the energy to move. Like there's something about all of the different receptors in our skin are interacting with the field around us and that it allows for a faster or more seamless kind of energy communication. Wow. And so they just said they knew how to open a specific gateway to bring in to keep the body youthful, supple, and would help with conduction of energy. So I was like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. I don't really know. I'm just, I don't know, fun fact maybe. I have no idea. Okay. Now, what is it called? Because again, I'm a dummy with some of this stuff. Okay. What is it called with when the numbers are in a sequence forward and backward and they are the exact same whether you read them? It's palindrome or, you know what? I got to look it up. Is it what are the palindrome? Everyone's going to probably be like, palindrome. Is that what it is?
Up.
Yeah, I don't know. What is it? Palindrome numbers, right? Palindrome. Yeah. A number that reads the same forward and backwards. In other words, reverse the digits of a palindrome number, you get the same number. Yeah. So 121, yeah, yeah. 121. Okay. So this is, I got a message about this. Now, this actually is important because for anyone who's coming to the retreat, or if you're planning on coming to the retreat, they said, so the palindrome energies in April, we have from April 20th, okay, until the 29th. Yeah. There is a 10-day window where we're going to have a series of palindrome numbers because of the 4-2, the 4-2, and then the 0 or the 1 or the, whatever the number is, and then it's the 2-4, right? Yeah. So it's going to read the same any which way. And they said, there's something important you need to know about these energies. And for everyone here, it doesn't matter if you're coming to the retreat or not, like, understand that this will be a very high, powerful portal of energy. Or I should say it's more of like an opportunity, because what they said is it opens the forward and backward movement through time, space, and dimensions for seamless movement. So you slip in and out with a lot more ease. So as you're like trying to access this stuff, you're going to be almost, it's like you get a boost, like you get a little extra help or assistance in moving through during that time period. So that 10-day period, the 20th to the 29th, is a really powerful time to be doing any kind of healing work, whether you're healing the past, you're going into the future, you're wanting to work in other dimensions, you're wanting to work in different times and spaces, whatever, time travel, like, it's a really powerful time. And so they said that's going to be enhancing the retreat experience as well, because is the 20th, the Jupiter Uranus conjunction, one of the most powerful transits of the entire year. The 23rd is the Scorpio full moon, which Scorpio full moons are one of the most potent full moons ever. And then we have the 4 days of the retreat in the palindrome numbers.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, love it. I just love it. Like, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Completely planned. Yeah.
Completely planned. So,
strong energies,
really strong energies, like April, I mean, March is already insane. March is already insane. April is going to be just as powerful. And I think it's going to bleed into May, just because those energies are going to be carried in, to May. And so, and of course, then we have Jupiter leaving Taurus and entering Gemini. So whenever a planet leaves one sign and enters another, it's pretty potent. So it's just, there's a lot going on right now. But yeah, it was, it was a wild journey. Like, I don't know. Like,
it's like your ability to surrender and just go with it. Just, I love, you're just like, I don't know what that means, and I'm just going to take it, and it is what it is. And you might figure out what it is in the future, or you might not, but it's just everything's perfect with the journeys, with all of your journeys that you've had.
I want to say this to anyone out there who's doing their own mm-hmm. journeys, or maybe you're working with someone, you're going to do a journey, whatever capacity. One of the most important pieces of advice that I can give you is, no matter what darkness you see on your journey, don't resist it. Yeah. You've got to accept it. You've got to, when I say accept it, I mean, you've got to confront it fearlessly. You've just got to look at it from a place of neutrality, and understand, the best piece of advice someone ever told me was, just know that it is another version of you that is projected in your field. And as soon as you know it's just another version of you, if you can be accepting of it, loving of it, And just be like, okay, what are you here to show me? You know, like, and I had to go through a little bit of darkness. Sometimes I see a little bit of darkness in my journeys. It's not really super dark, to be quite honest. But it makes me feel a little uncomfortable. Like, I'm like, I don't know. And, but I look at it, I'm like, okay. And as soon as I do, I move right through it, because there's some things you have to be able to move through before you can get to the really big stuff, you know? And I, you know, from everyone that I've ever talked to, cause like, you know, here in Colorado, you know, people are just doing it a lot because it's, you know, it's legal to do. And so I was, out with a few people one night at a bar, and we were all chatting about this, and they were like, well, what do you experience? And so I was telling them some of the things that I see in my journeys and experience. And one of the guys, he'd been doing mushrooms for 20 years. And he's like, I've never experienced anything like that before. And they're like, what? They're like, we want to do it with you. I go, I don't know. Like, it's just, all I can say is, this is what I personally think. This is what I personally think. And I truly believe this from my deepest part of my heart. I've been committed to my healing journey since I was 20. Yeah. I've got almost 3 decades worth of deep diving without the use of plant medicine, like really going in and really trying to master the healing journey from my own place. And I think because I've been able to master a lot of the journey, and I don't think I've mastered everything by any means. I'm sure there's a lot I still need to know. Like, look at me. I'm still a dummy in a lot of areas. Okay. but there's certain things I'm really good at. And it's why I'm able to guide people through these healing journeys. But I think that, not I think, I know that if you're ever using plant medicine, the more equipped you are in your own healing journey, the more you'll get out of the actual plant medicine journey. Like, it'll be able to show you and open you up in ways that you've never been opened up before. And I just think that also the space is so important. Like, whoever's holding the space for you, you know, like wherever you're going, wherever any of you are going to do your journeys, for those of you who are, like, whether you're going, you know, to the rainforest for an ayahuasca journey, or down to Costa Rica, or wherever it is, you know, wherever you're going in the world, please do your research on the space and who's holding it. It makes a world of a difference. To have a proper shaman who has the integrity, the wisdom, and the knowledge of their own healing, you should never be working with someone who has not that much healing experience. You need someone who really knows the ropes. And by knowing the ropes, you grow a deep respect for the energy that you're working for or working with. So, for instance, someone I knew wanted me to guide them, just like friend to friend, you know? And I said, okay. And so I did. And they had a pretty good journey. but they were like, oh, I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper. And unbeknownst to me, the person decided to do it again on their own, like the very next day. And I didn't know about it, right? Because if I had known they were going to do that, I would have told them, don't do it. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. And they had a very, very dark journey, very difficult, high anxiety, very dark journey. And I know that the part of the reason is that, one, you still have the medicine in your system.
Yeah.
You're brand new to this. You shouldn't be playing around with this stuff. Like, you have to have respect for the medicine, for the plants that you're working with. And you, there's so, again, what's your intention? Like, you just want to go deep into it. Like, maybe you're not ready. Maybe, like, I don't suggest that unless you're working in a facility where like that's the plan, we're going to do a multi-day kind of retreat where you're going to maybe, you know, whether it's an ayahuasca or psilocybin or I don't know what it is, but you're doing certain, you're being prepped. Like there's certain things in place and it's a specific space and it's all prepared. Like there are important details that should not go unnoticed or unacknowledged in how important that is to your experience and the healing. And
yeah,
I think that you always want to go in with the deepest respect. I always commune with the medicine before I use it. I always express my gratitude. I express that I am willing to surrender and let it be my guide. I do a clearing ceremony. I sage everything. I sage myself and all this. Like I light candles. I do prayers. Like I do all of that stuff to go in. And I also really check in with myself. Are you ready for another one? Because maybe it's not the right time. And there was one time where I was like, no, maybe I should, maybe I should. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And it wasn't like, it was like maybe a month apart, but it wasn't necessary. And I experienced that in the journey. It was one of my least favorite journeys. And I understood there and then I was like, Nicole, you really should have listened. You didn't need to. And it's important to have a deep respect for the journey. And so, like the space is so important, creating and holding that space. It takes a lot of intention, integrity, and energy. Like you've been working in the healing space for a really long time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And I feel like, you know, you working with people with discovering their, you know, intuition and helping them with their healing. And then what we do for our retreat is just, again, we facilitate a safe space. I can't imagine just doing it and expecting a profound experience if you don't have that guidance. So yeah, that's why I feel like what we did last year was just mind-blowing for me. I thought it was absolutely amazing. And our tools that we have as a team together to get people to feel safe and secure and clear as much as we can to make a really awesome, deep, fulfilling experience is just, yeah, is so important. And like you said, just doing the research and knowing the intention that you have and knowing that the timing's right and using your intuition for all of the journeys that you do in the future, anything that you're doing in the future, and really, holding that space is so powerful and it can be so transformative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
very transformative. Very Okay. Now I am like so excited. We're like less than a month away. And like, so I don't know if any of you out there are considering coming. You've been sitting on the fence. Cause I know that happened last time. I like can't even express to you, like for any of you who were considering 100%. Coming, like you got to come. I'm telling you, this is going to be like a massive upgrade. And there are other things that I have prepared that I haven't even shared with you yet that are going to help everyone surrender to the fullest, to help remove all of the anxieties and fears or any resistance that might be there. It may not be there for some, but just in case it might be, there are extra details that are going to be added into this that are, really going to make this experience once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Like it's truly not to be forever. It's unforgettable. It really is. I still can't, like, it's like yesterday we did the last one.
I know. It was so impactful.
Yeah. So all I gotta say, guys, there's like a flood of master energies coming in right now. So embrace what you can, but take care of yourselves. Drink lots of water. Eat healthier than usual, I would say. Do anything to facilitate and assist your body in receiving the energies that are coming in. This is a time to really be willing to let go, to fully let go. Like, done. Sayonara. Like, goodbye. Yeah. We are done with that and being ready to really move forward without anything shackled to your ankles, pulling any of that baggage from the past. Because again, we're going to be going into Mercury. Oh, we're going to Mercury retrograde soon too. It's just like one thing after. It's like, boom, boom. No, you need this. Now take this. It's such a high energy portal. This is a pretty extreme energy that's coming in, guys, that is very much going to awaken many, but not everyone, because not everyone's going to be able to handle it. There's going to be a lot of resistance to these energies. So buckle in for the ride.
Love it.
So, and you're going to be doing your reprogramming, your Psyche K.
Yeah. So I'll be doing Psyche K, which is helping you uncover your subconscious blocks and kind of revamping that to, my body is healthy. I heal fast. I release anything, I have a beautiful and abundant life, all that kind of good stuff. So reprogramming subconscious beliefs, which is awesome. Approaching things from a stress-free whole brain state. And then also my energy medicine that I work with, which is a master switch, which is releasing everything, just putting everything back into alignment, working with sacred geometry, and so kind of clearing that space. And then obviously yoga, which will be awesome, which is great to do the movement in the mornings. So I feel like that was so beneficial for everybody. Everybody loved that as well. So between, a little bit of fine tuning of the subconscious, a little bit of releasing with energy medicine, and then a little bit of my movement, it's just perfect integration into all of the beautiful things that we have planned. So I'm really excited.
I know. And now after last night's journey, I'm starting to really understand even on a deeper level how important our body movement is, and to not be stagnant, and to be, especially when we're doing any kind of healing work, movement of the body is so key. And even like yesterday before my journey, I went for a run just to kind of really get my blood flowing and to get grounded just before I go in, I'm glad it was just a run, because I was like, I'm glad I didn't do an upper body workout before this one. It was just insane. Imagine if I had like shake so weights or something.
I need a break. I need to shake out.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. I've never heard voices so clearly speaking to me before. Like usually I hear them, but they're subtle, like they're there. But these were so crystal clear, like so obvious. And they're like, nope, you need to drink water. Nope. Get your your hands are coming. It wasn't even like, get your hands out. Like they move, like they just like kind of life of their own. And I'm like, oh gosh, here we go again, And,
I love it.
But I'm telling you what I've seen, I know where James Cameron got all of his like Avatar stuff from. Like that's a real thing. That is real thing. Sure. All those different neon colored paints and stuff. And that's something I saw in my ayahuasca journey. Yeah. Just late last year, I saw that in the mirror. I saw war paints, tribal war paint on my face in different neon colors as I went through the shape shifting and saw all these different galactic versions of myself. And again, like I said to some people, like some of those versions were really freaking evil or ugly. And so I had to be accepting, like, okay, this is who I am, and I'm going to just watch. But what I saw in this one blew that out of the water, blew the ayahuasca out of the water. I gotta say, like, other than my leaving the matrix journey, I prefer the mushroom journey. It's not that I don't like the, I think it's great. I've obviously gotten great benefit out of it. But if I had to choose one or the other, I would choose mushrooms all day long. It's just more gentle, and it's like,
I love it.
It's going, well, at least for me, it's more gentle, and loving, and, it's just a bliss energy I always seem to activate. So
love it.
Yeah. So anyways, big things happening at the retreat, everyone. Yeah. So if you're considering coming, Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't miss this one. it's going to be transformational. It's literally a soul metamorphosis, a whole restructuring of the field with a pouring in of extremely high frequency source like energies that, again, when you think about, if you're healing, source is the original blueprint, like, of what we come from. And so having that energy signature through your healing process is just like an absolute amplifier.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if you're interested in coming, tickets still on sale. There's a few left. You can go to the link below and fill out the form to apply, and I'll reach out to you upon reviewing your application. And what else? Yeah, just take care of yourself through these equinox and eclipse energies, because I don't think anyone's safe. If you are safe, oh my gosh, I'm like, that's so nice for you. So nice.
Oh my God. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's just one thing after another. Oh, I will say this too. Massive activation of intuitive gifts, for sure. Like, connections like you've never experienced before. Those will be activated at the retreat. So with that being said, guys, have an amazing night. Christina, so good to see you. Can't wait to see you in person in a few weeks.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I can't wait. So fun. It's gonna be awesome.
I know. And to everyone else, love you. Take care of yourself. And I will see you next week.
Thanks again for joining me for another show on the Enlighten Up podcast. I love you guys so much for all of your continued support. So remember to raise your vibe, find your tribe, and be open to the infinite possibilities held in the mysteries that surround us all. Thanks again for sharing the show with your family and friends. And if you're new to the show and you need to find out more information about me, please head on over to my website, NicoleFrolick.com, where you can join my newsletter. And please follow me on Instagram, Telegram, and YouTube. Keep your light bright, and I'll see you next week.